school.
Yeah.
You know, a school here in Kent might know a little bit more. Some of the schools up in Cleveland on the Cuyahoga, if they're close to the river, they might know that story. But fourth graders have usually had a little bit of Ohio history, so sometimes they know it, but sometimes they still don't understand
yeah.
it. You know, to be that person who says, hey, do you know what it means that a river caught on fire? And they're like, water's not supposed to do that. And then you tell them that, you know, over the course of 101 years, it happened like 13 times. And then they go out and they see the turtles in the river, and they see the ducks in the river, and they see, you know, the birds that are feeding along the banks of the river, and they realize, like, how that river's health, like, affects more than just us, but how it also affects us,
mm-hmm.
too. And so sometimes they have a little bit of prior knowledge, and we'll build off of that. Sometimes they don't, and then we're ready to sort of fill that gap in.
So they learned how to write poetry as well.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
One thing about fourth graders is they already know.
Mm-hmm.
Once you tell them that, you know, the rules aren't what we think they are, and you give them an idea. So we have a prompt that we used for a lot of these lessons called, What Does the River Know? And there's a model poem that does that.